sequential time, and kairos signifies a time lapse, a moment of intermediate time in which everything happens. And I don't know if any of you read The Secret Life of Bees by Sue Monk Kidd, but she talks in there about time not being a continuum, but rather the deep dot of now. And I just love that, because it's just such a reminder and a beautiful metaphor for dropping in to the deep dot of where you are right now. So we feel more presence when we go through various experiences in our lives, like in times of danger or fear or intense loss. We have an intensified, heightened sense of here-ness. And so we may, you know, in those moments experience more strength. We've all heard stories of people when they're intensely in fear and they're trying to respond to a situation, suddenly they can do things like lift up cars and, you know, they have courage, they have an intelligence that arises in that moment to meet them. And sometimes we're surprised by what shows up when we're in those intense experiences. One of the teachers in the Diamond Approach said, the only choice we have is where to put our awareness. It's the only real choice we have is where to put our awareness. And that was Alia Johnson. So the awareness and aliveness in your body really helps you to be present. As Christina said, it's when we get in touch with our sense into our body, it anchors you in this state of presence. Sensory perception helps to bring us present. So one of the questions, if we look at Alia's quote, the only choice we really have is where to put our awareness. The question is, where are you putting your awareness? We spend a lot of time in our lives waiting. In fact, research shows that we spend months of our lives waiting at a red light, in a line in a bank, you know, in a line in a grocery store. And these are all opportunities to drop into that present moment, rather than kind of staying in our more egoic, thought-produced head self, but by dropping into our body, you know, the other two brains of ourselves, our heart and our belly, we can really drop into the moment. Washing dishes, showering, moving from place to place, sitting with another person. When we can calm down that kind of hyperactive voice in our head and drop deeper into ourselves, we align with what's showing up right now in the present moment. We drop out of the mental concepts of success, failure, judgment, suffering, all of those states that can really put us in suffering, and into the deeper dimension of what our truth is right now, closer to our essential selves. Presence is the direct, unconditional, pure, essential experience of ourselves. It's the I am. And underneath all of our personality and our choices and our preferences, underneath all that conditioning is this kind of pure, essential I am that exists. Relaxation supports us being present. You know, anxiety is habitual for a lot of us. In fact, it's kind of epidemic in our culture. And I had an experience about a half an hour ago where I set my cup of tea on the desk where I'm sitting now, and I set it half off of a book and half on the table, and it spilled all over the place. Now, I had a choice in that moment as whether to kind of get tight and contracted and upset and listen to those old tapes and say, oh, what a klutz, and oh, I can't believe you did this a half an hour before you're supposed to lead a tell, you know, just all those things but because I just got off a retreat and because I have a newer awareness of how important relaxation is to being present to my life, I was able to not engage into that thought process and just say, okay, what do I need to do to clean up this tea I just spilled? You know, so it just made the moment so much more enjoyable because I didn't go into any of those self-criticisms or anything. It also made the moment so much more efficient because I knew exactly what I needed to do and it wasn't clouded by this kind of old conditioning and thoughts running, you know, these old things that run through our minds from time to time.
What is going on?
Does someone have something they want to say? Okay, so being present means switching off the inner critic and analyzer, which allows a creative open flow state where sensory processing and the eruption of new ideas takes place. So it's this rich possibility, place of possibility, and wisdom and intuition, all kinds of wonderful things can show up when we allow ourselves to have this space. If we find ourselves drifting into the past and the future in that kind of habitual way that we do, we can very easily come back to the present by just feeling our feet on the floor, getting in touch with our breath going in and out of our body. And in a minute, we're going to have an experience of that. But first, I'd like to read something from one of my favorite books. It's Stillness Speaks, and it's Eckhart Tolle. And he talks a lot about the power of now and presence. And so he says, when your attention moves into the now, there's an alertness. It's as if you were waking up from a dream, the dream of thoughts. The dream of past and future. Such clarity and simplicity. No room for problem making, as in the spilt tea, right? Just the moment as it is. The moment you enter the now with your attention, you realize life is sacred. There's a sacredness to everything you perceive when you're present. The more you live in the now, the more you sense the simple yet profound joy of being and the sacredness of life. Most people confuse the now with what happens in the now, but that's not what it is. The now is deeper than what happens in it. It's the space in which it happens. So don't confuse the content of this moment with the now. The now is deeper than any content that arises in it. When you step into the now, you step out of the content of your mind. The incessant stream of thinking slows down. Thoughts don't absorb all your attention anymore. They don't draw you in totally. Gaps arise between thoughts. Spaciousness. Stillness. You begin to realize how much vaster and deeper you are than your thoughts. So what I'd like to do now is take us into a visualization, if you're willing. So if you're comfortable closing your eyes, that would be wonderful, because we want to go inside. And I'd like you to put both feet on the floor if you can. Hopefully you're not driving. If you are, pull over or something. Both feet on the floor. And just take a few deep breaths and really feel yourself being held by the chair. In this moment, you are totally supported. There's nothing to do except relax and open up to what's here. With your next breath, I'd like you to send it down to the bottom of your feet and feel the contact that you have with the floor and through the floor of the earth. And if you would, visualize roots, as in tree roots, coming out the bottom of your feet and winding deeper and deeper and deeper into the earth. And those tree roots are winding around other tree roots and rocks and boulders, all the obstacles that are down there in the earth. In fact, those obstacles help to keep your tree roots planted. And the dark, rich soil is up against your roots, and it's giving you nutrients and moisture and everything you need to stay firmly planted and fed. So as you breathe, send your breath down your body and into your tree roots and feel the support that the earth offers you in this moment. And know that the earth is always there to support you. No matter what is going on in your life, you can always bring your awareness to this contact you have right now. This plantedness that you have in this moment. And with your next breath, bring your energy from your feet up your legs into your belly. And you might want to even put your hands on your belly. Allow the breath to fill your belly. No matter what is going on there, we're not trying to change it. Analyze it, nothing. We're just being with it and allowing the breath to give space to whatever is there. So take a few breaths and just sense into your belly, the core of your being, the place where the I am, the essential self, lives most fully in you. And on your next breath, come up to your heart center. And once again, breathe into the space. Allow lots of space, no matter what's going on there. It's all part of your aliveness. There's a richness to it, even if it's not so comfortable. It's there, alive, letting you know you're here, present in this moment. And then with your next breath, up to your head center. Once again, not to think, but to give lots of space to whatever's there. Just see if you can bring some relaxation to whatever's there. Not engaging in the content, just giving it space with your breath. And then if you want, you can even open up the top of your head and connect with the larger consciousness. So now you are a vessel between the larger consciousness coming in the top, down through your head, your heart, your belly, and grounding into the earth. And then with your next breath, you can come up from the earth through your belly, your heart, your head, and connecting to all there is. So just allow yourself in this moment to feel the fullness, the openness, the receptivity of the vessel that you are and the light that that shines inside that vessel. So now as you continue to breathe, I'd like you to scan your body and just see where your attention is called. It might be to your belly, to your heart, to your head, or somewhere else in your body. Where is it located? Just allow your awareness to go to that place. Is there a color there? A shape? A texture? A temperature? What do you see, feel, hear in that part of your body? And if any of those things have showed up, bring your awareness right up to that shape, that color, that sound, that feeling. And see if you can touch it with your awareness. Ask that part of yourself if it has a message for you. It might come in words or pictures or feelings. It might come now or later. And then I'd like you to ask that part of you what it needs from you. Is there something that it needs or wants from you? And can you give it to that part of yourself? And then whatever you need to do to complete this interaction, it may be showing your appreciation, or gratitude, or whatever it is you need to do to complete. And then feel your awareness at the bottom of your feet. Feel your seat in the chair. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Would anyone like to share what that experience was like for them? Any discoveries, any sensations, anything you want to share?
I
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Victoria. Good to see
Hi.
You.
Okay, today I was feeling a lot of anxiety. I did not know where that came from, okay? And I was just thinking about, I have to go out then and read out of this. And when I entered that place in my body, I found a place of beauty and calm, and everything was okay. And then my anxiety started to vanish. So thank you very much. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Anna Maria from Italy. I would like to add a little thing that I was thinking about. I think that this exercise is very useful to really empty our mind so that we can really feel the deepness of ourselves inside. And only when we are really empty, we are ready to listen really to our clients and to receive their thoughts and do a correct coaching. And thank you very much. It was really very interesting what you teached us today for the moment.
Thank you. Yes, we're going to talk about the coaching competency in just 1 minute. But Terry, I want to ask if you'd be willing to check the chat box, because I see people are leaving messages there. And actually, maybe I can do that.
I'll tell you. This is Kathy.
Okay.
So somebody had asked about the secret life of, so I let them know that was the secret life of bees.
Mm-hmm.
And Raphael noticed that it's even better listening to Eckhart Tolle in audio. Both he and I have audio books from audible.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can download his books. You have to buy them, of course, but they're wonderful to listen to. So he sent the link for that.
Okay.
And the last thing Raphael said that I think is quite wonderful that you may want to know, not want to know, everybody knows this. Present seems to be fun, in fact.
It's where it's at. Great, thank you. Anyone else want to share their experience?
Hi, Diane. I'm Paula.
Hi.
Hi. I really appreciate, and then I had the time during the visualization to leave the difference about what you said before. The present is not what is going on. It's more than that. So I took the time to realize this, because for me it was a new idea, new way of thinking about the present, and I thank you for this. And it was really like that. It's more than that. As if you are in your space and something is going on around you. So thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yes, the more we hang out in presence, the more we discover it's the possibility. I mean, it's just so deep and rich. You know, the possibilities are endless. The head really takes us away, right? The head takes us into the past. There's so much to ruminate about, or the future, so much to create and project. And there's value in those places at times, but we're kind of conditioned to be there. Our education is about knowing, being the knower. And the more we can drop into the presence, we can drop into the not knowing. And curiosity and possibility, things like that show up that is a whole other experience of being besides being the knower. Anyone else before I move on?
This is Adriana. For me, I have been trying to instaurate like a daily practice of doing this type of exercise in the morning, before starting the day. And what I have noticed is that it allows me to connect with myself and do kind of that scan to understand what's going on. Before doing that, I was like going on and living and not knowing necessarily what was inside of myself. Mm. And now what it has changed is that it gives me that awareness. And once I am aware, I can make the decision on how to deal with that and take it out of my way in order to be really connected with what I was going to do. So it has been like a life changer. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Yes, when we're fully present, we're drawing on the wisdom of all three brains, not just this head brain, but our heart brain and our belly brain. And those three centers have a lot to offer, which we're actually going to talk about in a minute. First, I want to talk about the coaching competency of presence, and I want to read to you what the ICF says about it. The ability to be fully conscious and create a spontaneous relationship with the client, employing a style that's open, flexible, and confident, accesses your own intuition and trusts your inner knowing, open to not knowing and taking risks, sees many ways to work with client and chooses in the moment what's most effective, dances in the moment. So beautiful, right? More aware of information from your head, your heart, your gut, your belly, your enteric part of yourself. Ann Betts wrote this wonderful article, Your Brain on Coaching. And she said it's an alert present coach means an alert present client. The client will be less on autopilot. Mindfulness presence is one of the keys to learning, growth, and change. The vagus nerve, the neurons in the heart and gut, transmit information to the brain. So then you have full body awareness, which is crucial for gathering all the information from the client, the emotions, and the collective unconscious. I want to share my screen for a second. There's a beautiful image here. Let's see, desktop, share screen. Let's see here, move this. Well, that's curious. It's not as big as it was when it showed up before. Well, there it is. So I want to talk about the heart math research. Heart math talks about electromagnetic and energetic communication system in the heart. And along with mirror neurons in the brain and the head center, they're operating and communicating physiologically, socially, psychologically, information between individuals. So a more stable, coherent one influences a less coherent one. So if the coach is present and in a more grounded, stable state, then we have the potential to influence this in the client. Our hearts naturally sync with each other. Stable presence can bring a less stable, in other words, stressed, confused, upset client into greater grounding and coherence. Intention, emotion, and regard for the other person and trust of the process will impact their willingness, desire, and courage to change. So that's what's possible. That's what's possible when we are present. We're accessing that ability to not only impact our ability to see into the, you know, to experience the other client, but we're actually influencing the other client with this heart coherence. Okay. Anyone have anything they want to add about that? Or, well, actually, let me read this Deepak Chopra quote. He says, I teach people that no matter what the situation is, no matter how chaotic, no matter how much drama is around you, you can heal by your presence if you just stay within your center. And that's Deepak Chopra. So that's what we're talking about. The more as coaches that we can stay grounded and located in this presence, then the more we can impact the client as well as ourselves. So to fully embody this moment, I've talked about the head brain, the heart brain, the gut brain. So the head brain brings curiosity, reason, analysis. It synthesizes, it makes meaning, it recognizes assumptions and beliefs that frame a person's story. There's a discerning what is known from speculations to surface gaps in logic and rationalization. So that's kind of how, when we're present, the head brain serves us. The heart brain, care, compassion, aspiration, desire, joy, hope, processing of emotions for both ourselves and our clients that we experience through them. We feel the energy that's available in yearning, passion, sadness from loss, hesitation from guilt. What matters most? What feels off? Realistic versus idealistic. Commitment. Overwhelm. Life purpose. Heart's desire. What we're worried about. Dreams. All those things come from the heart center. So when we're present to that, that's what's available to us. And then the gut brain is also courage, willingness to make a decision, to take action. We experience loss there. We experience attachment there, protection. We act from our guts, reactions to impulses of self-preservation, including reactions based on fear and the impulse or will to act based on courage. So all that's available to us in our gut. Once again, when we're present with all three of these centers, then that's what's possible. So any questions before we move on? Let's see where we are. Yep, we've got time for one more little exercise. So I'm wondering if someone is willing to step forward and do an exercise. And what the exercise is, I want to hear an issue that's currently going on with you. And then the rest of us are going to, I'm going to ask the rest of us questions about that issue. So does anyone have an issue that they are willing to share with us?
This is Elaine. I have one.
Okay. Where are you?
Where am I?
Can you raise your hand? I'm not sure if you're on my screen.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Raise a hand.
No, you're actually, oh, there you are. I see you. Okay, good. Hi, Elaine.
Hi there.
Okay, what is your issue?
The issue is I had a horse accident about 3 years ago and have some delayed reaction of fear of cantering again. And I was able to ride and canter after the accident, but in the last year this came on and I just deal with it every single time that I'm riding.
Okay, so did everyone hear Elaine's issue? So here's the questions. If you're asking a question of Elaine from your head center, what would you ask? We're going to go through all three centers, the head, the heart, and the gut. So let's hear some questions to ask her from our head center, just so we can get a sense of the difference of calling on each of these centers.
Possibly, how often do you find yourself in this situation?
And Elaine, I don't necessarily want you to answer these. I just want people to ask, okay? So, so how often do you find yourself in this situation? Okay, what other head center questions might you ask that are rising in this moment?
How do the risks from cantering relate to the way you ride in other ways of riding?
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Anyone? What do you think made it start 3 years after
Can you repeat that, please?
Can you repeat that question? Yeah.
I think she mentioned it started around 3 years later, if I didn't get it wrong.
Yes, you're right.
I was asking, what do you think made it start 3 years after, not earlier?
Okay. Anyone else have questions from your head center that you would like to ask Elaine?
Will you tell me the story about your accident?
Okay. All right, now let's shift to the heart. What are some heart questions that you would like to ask Elaine about her issue?
Mrs. John, why is cantering important to you?
How do
you
want
to feel while cantering before the fear started to rise?
Can you say that again, please?
What do you use to feel while you were cantering before you started to have these issues about the fear?
Mine builds on that, Adriana. I was going to ask, how do you want to feel when you're cantering?
Any other heart questions?
Me, I'm Paola. If this fear could be a friend for you, the best friend, which kind of gift could she bring to you?
Beautiful. Okay, so let's go to the belly. What would be some belly questions? Gut questions.
How about when will you be willing to give up the fear, to let it go?
Any other belly gut questions?
When I again?
Sure.
Can I again?
Yes.
What would you like? I didn't understand really well the question of Kathy. Sorry if it's the same, but what can your belly help you to go out as a dish? As a dish? You don't need anymore. Let it go. I don't know if it's the same.
This is Joanne. How could your strength of courage support you here?
Great, thank you. And thank you for Elaine. I hope you got some interesting things to consider there.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, the question I want to ask all of you is, how does asking from the different centers affect your presence? How did it affect your presence moving from center to center?
Can you repeat, please, because I couldn't hear.
Yes. Sorry. How does asking from each center affect your presence when you move from asking a question from your head to your heart to your belly, or listening to people asking those questions? How did that impact your presence?
This is Scott. I think just by the nature of going inward, it increases the presence, because you have to actually go to your heart. You have to go to your gut. You have to go to your brain. And as I, even as I heard other questions from the various areas, I resonated with my own corresponding center to say, yeah, that's something I would be interested in. So that whole process is an inward focus versus what are they expecting? An outward focus would be, what's the best question here? What is everybody else going to think I'm going to ask, and all of that. And it's much more internal.
Thank you, Scott. Anyone else get a sense of how it affects your presence to ask questions from each of the centers?
Hi, it's Efrat.
Hi, Efrat.
I don't think I'm connected to all three of my brains, and I'm not sure. I think I basically feel from my heart or my gut. And it was interesting because the brain questions were easy for me to detect, because I would never ask questions like that, just not automatically. I'm a trainee, so I'm not fully developed yet as a coach. So I was wondering how I can develop these three brains. This is a question I'm bringing up, and how I can hear each one separately.
So anyone have anything they want to share with her?
Yeah, ask your trainer to do some work with you on that.
And also hanging out in each center and really exploring it with curiosity and openness and breathing into that center and seeing what shows up. Anyone else?
Well, as the person that put out the example, as I was listening to the questions, I found that the heart question really impacted me the most. So that may tell me something about my own brains and what I could develop more, or just what to be aware of, like not to favor the heart brain, but to explore all three.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm glad it came back to you. I didn't think of doing that, and that was perfect, so thank you. So I'd like to share a picture with you. And it's just not being very big. There it is. There we go. Can everyone see that? Yes. So Thich Nhat Hanh said, your true home is in the here and now. And of course, Ram Dass said, be here now. And I just love this picture because, well, how does this picture impact you? And along with that, the question is, what's your takeaway from today's class?
Can I say something?
Sure.
Thank you, first of all. It was very interesting. And I knew already that my presence is really, I feel grounded. This is, I know how I feel present. But I knew it with my body, but not with the words. So I gave a meaning to what I feel in my body. So now I feel more connected. And for me, with the last exercise, yeah, I could answer with my gut. I could feel it, really. So thank you so much. I think I have to develop other things too, the other two brains a little bit more.
Thank you. And I just want to say that the light that's coming in on your face, you look angelic.
Thank you. But it's the sun behind.
Yes, it's
beautiful. And here, sun.
Yes. Who else? How does this picture impact you, or what is different than from when we began? What's your takeaway?
The picture. I found it beautiful. But it makes me feel connection.
Great, thank you.
Thanks.
Hi again.
Hi. One of the things that I learned was how to connect the three brains about the God, the heart, and the mind with the mindfulness and the presence. So it was very, very interesting, the experience. So I have read about the three brains. I have been experiencing the mindfulness. But how to connect that and the power of that connection, it was very, very interesting. Thank you. Very powerful.
Wonderful. Thank you.
If I may say something, this final photo or this final image makes total sense, because coaching presence, from what you said and what I experienced, has several layers, and the colors absolutely marvelous in terms of the layers we can have in our presence. And if this helps, this helped me a lot, you know, to just to project and see, okay, those are the layers that we can have. There are multiple layers, and this is a beautiful image. Thank you very much, Diane.
You're welcome, Christina. Anyone else? Final thoughts?
May? I want to say thank you, because when I began, I was very, very sad, and with no energy. And now I feel much more energy, and I feel very comfortable. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Elena.
I want to thank Diane very much, and to mention, because of the chat stuff, we will have the recording of this on the Sun website within a week. The Success Unlimited Network website, successunlimitednet.com. I apologize, I was so present that I forgot to record, and it's about 6 minutes into it. The first 6 minutes are not there. So.
But you were.
But I was. Yeah. So I will stop the recording now.